Hi, it's the theme talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Brentford press conference, and joining me to chat to that are Mike Kearney, Lizzie Doyle and Fuad Hassan. There was a few sort of tougher questions for Jurgen Klopp, I think, after last night's performance. I always enjoy these press conferences just after a game, although obviously I'd much prefer a better result, but there's some really interesting things to come from it and to come from Jurgen Klopp. We're going to have Billy Grant coming up in the second part of the show, and then we'll do our usual team selections and score predictions in the third part. But Mike, I'll come to you first, because pretty much Klopp's first answer, he was asked about the sort of absence of Mane and Salah, and you know, whether it can excuse some of the performances last night, and he comes out and says one of the only ways to avoid these kind of questions is by scoring. Do we miss them? Yes, but we have had struggles even with Sadio Mo against 10 men. It's how can we do better with the team, and that's one of the things that I think sort of stands out last night, is that, you know, there's a bit of an argument that Jurgen Klopp's selection doesn't sort of lend its hand to how we deal without Sadio Mane and Mo Salah. And it might be a thing that he sort of builds a plane while flying over these next few games. But he's been stressing for the whole season that we've been prepared for this scenario. And then it felt like last night we probably weren't really prepared for the scenario.
No, not while we were watching it, not at all. And, you know, in theory, they're all good players, aren't they? We've seen Jota be brilliant. We've seen Firmino be brilliant. We've seen Saki have flashes and not really ever get going, but he scored goals in the League Cup this year. So there was a little bit of hope maybe that there was something we could build. But, you know, the evidence that we've seen of it so far, the 90 minutes that we got to see was quite unfairly for Saki and the rest of them. They're not the players that they're trying to replace. Their own players, and you should probably not ask them to be anything else but, and maybe we need to try and find a way around in the whole system, not just look at the front three, but how can we build up a midfield differently? How can we get the fullbacks interacting differently with players that they're probably not used to playing with?